Well, you mentioned the very small and down at the nano level. Yes. We want to go even smaller than that now, Adam, because Rehoboth has got in touch via email to chris@thenakedscientist.com and says he wants to know, can atoms actually be destroyed in any way, or are they literally there indefinitely?
It depends sort of on what you mean by destroy. If you just mean break it up into bits, then yeah, you can. A lot of the history of science has been, oh, we can't divide this thing any further. Oh, no, wait, yes, we can. Like, atom comes from the Greek meaning indivisible. But we've learned that we can break atoms up into protons, neutrons, and electrons. We've learned that those can be divided further into things called quarks. And so far, we think that's the bottom layer, but we could be wrong again. But there's another layer to that, which is if you go to Einstein's work, you get his big famous equation is E equals MC squared. Energy is mass times the speed of light squared. Basically, energy and mass are the same thing. So you can convert mass into energy, and there's a lot of energy in a tiny amount of mass. If you took 1 kilogram of stuff and converted it all into energy, you'd get about 25 billion kilowatt hours. If you took 1 gram of stuff and turned all of that into energy, that's what happened at Nagasaki in 1945 with the atomic bomb.
So one tiny component of you could destroy an entire city if we realised all of the energy that's in it. But you mentioned radioactivity, because that bomb was the process, that was a nuclear bomb, which is, in some cases, you make a nuclear bomb by splitting atoms apart. You actually make them fall apart. So atoms can, in that sense, be destroyed, can't they, if they radioactively decay. Other bombs are made by joining atoms together to make bigger ones. So we can actually take one atom and turn it into another kind of atom by radioactivity.
Absolutely. And you'll find if you take those two atoms and smash them together, that new atom will be a tiny, tiny bit lighter than the other two put together, because that little bit of mass has turned into energy.
Adam, thank you very much for making that atom easy to understand.